Welcome to Stitchology, where we craft with intention, guided by God's grace. I am Pastor Tina Krog, and this episode of the Easter Blooms Devotional is from John chapter 12, verses 1 through 7. Today's devotion comes to us from the Reverend Jessica Rivera Walker with Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Holland, Michigan. Learn more about Pastor Jessica at the end of this episode.
A reading from the 12th chapter of John, using a women's lectionary for the whole church year B by Reverend Dr. Will Gaffney. Now Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, who he raised from the dead. There they gave a dinner for him, and Martha served, while Lazarus was one of those at the table with him. Mary took a pound of balm made of expensive pure nard, anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the scent of perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of the disciples, the one who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this balm not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor?" Now he said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. He kept the money bag, and whatever was put into it, he stole. Jesus said, "Leave her alone. It was for the day of my burial that she kept it." In this story, we have another account of Jesus' anointing. But what stands out to me is the symbolism here. Because in this dinner party, death and resurrection are physically present in the room, at the table. John even goes so far as to tell us that The scent of Mary's perfume, the scent of death, was in the air. For sitting at the table with them is Lazarus, who had been dead and was raised again. But they all were there with the knowledge that Lazarus wasn't going to stay alive forever. At some point, Lazarus would die again. Death is present. Death is present in the very perfume that Mary uses to anoint Jesus' feet. The smell of it, the smell of grief, of sorrow, lingers in the air. During this Holy Week, with this reading, we are reminded that resurrection and life are present, even and especially in the midst of the experience of the cross. That is the very, very good news of Holy Week. In this world, when there are reminders everywhere that life is fragile, that sin is real, that sometimes life involves sorrow and grief, God is physically, joyfully present. God is present right in the thick of human experience in all its fragility, beauty, grief, and joy. God is present in the places where death has left its mark, its very scent. And because God is present, death has no power, and hope will always have the victory. Let us close with these words. Living God, when death sits with us at the table and the scent of sorrow permeates the air, you are with us, inviting us to sit at your feet, to bask in your presence, and to soak up hope, feeding us with nourishing bread and sweet wine, and water that quenches our deepest thirst. For death has no place in the presence of the one in whom we live and breathe and have our being. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Easter Blooms Devotional. Special thanks to the Reverend Jessica Rivera Walker for serving as our devotional leader. Pastor Jessica is a graduate from Luther Seminary and has been in her current call of Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, located in Holland, Michigan, since 2016. She is an aspiring writer and lives in Western Michigan with her husband, 8-year-old son, and their 2 Newfoundland dogs. Our music today is entitled God's Love by Peter Houston. If you enjoy what you've heard and you want to support the podcast and this ministry, please consider becoming a patron on Patreon. Your contributions are helpful in helping us spread God's love to the world.